Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. What are we, the people, waiting for? The Patriots' expectation. You know, if you object to the draconian tyrannical oppression of mask Nazis, you are a Neanderthal. Psaki explains, well, actually, he said it's Neanderthal behavior. The conspiracy theory. Conspiracies and counter-conspiracies. Watching the unraveling of the conspiracy? What is the brain masseur's hope? We'll take a look at Trump's CPAC speech if we get a chance. Oh, before we get started, hat tip to Ron Johnson. Representative Ron Johnson, Republican, Wisconsin. He's going to read the entire stimulus package. Yeah, the whole bill. A trick of the demons, you know. Deep state DNC, ER. Right, establishment rhinos. Is to make these laws so large, no one reads them. Remember Pelosi? We'll have to pass the bill in order to find out what's in it. Remember them dropping 1,000-page bills on the desks of the Republicans the night before they're to be voted on? Stuff like that. This is a great move by Johnson. Thank God some of these guys are waking up and pushing back against the nonsense. It will take about 10 hours to read it, I understand, but it will be read. That's what I'm hearing. No doubt he will offer commentary, I hope, along the way. We'll see if that's allowed. Anyway, my friends, it is time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Hello, fellow Neanderthals. Hillary called us deplorables. Now Biden calls us Neanderthals. But it is like liberals, you know, today at least, to make bigoted statements like, well, like implying blacks don't understand technology. Like he implied that, you know, they're as smart as white kids. It was just, this guy's he's pathetic. Calling someone a Neanderthal means they are uncouth, unintelligent, uncivilized. Of course, no one has ever met a Neanderthal. So how do they know? They made it all up, like they do so many things. There are no Neanderthals here to defend themselves from these bigots. It's like what modern liberals do to our founders. Just make up lies about them. It's very convenient for them since there's no one here to defend them. They're not here to defend themselves. Liberals today are so smug. They pretend to be so intelligent, you know, so above everyone else. Here's a liberal news guy. He says, Neanderthals. I guess he's ignorant of the fact that Neanderthal is so named because the skeleton was found in Neanderthal, Germany, when they set about to associate the name with ignorance and uncouth, uncivilized behavior. Well, the good people of Neanderthal, Germany decided to pronounce the name of their town Neanderthal. But leave it to some bigoted liberal to chase them down and stigmatize them again. Who knows, maybe the Neanderthals were more civilized than Biden. They might have had some pretty civilized rules against plagiarism. Taking bribes, using their political position to bully nations to stop investigating their son for corruption by, what was that, quid pro quo? Yeah, you know, quid pro quo Joe. Neanderthals might have had some scruples against betraying their own people and selling them out to an enemy. I think Biden is more despicable, deplorable, you know, than a Neanderthal. I think the name Biden should be used now in such a way, right? Biden is a corrupt politician bought by China, a liar, a promise breaker, and when all is revealed, a traitor. Maybe we should start calling people like Biden, we should call them Bidens. Liars, traitors, corrupt politicians. Yeah, a bunch of Bidens. Some tidbits on Biden. Why was Air Force One at Orlando, Florida, without Biden? That's weird. I mean, isn't Florida Trump's new home, his stomping grounds? Why is Biden's plane never referred to as Air Force One? Isn't that kind of weird? Why has he not given a State of the Union address? I know there's nothing nice to say. So, you know, I might think he was adhering to his mother's exhortation. If you can't say something nice. But, well, we know that he's never had any scruples about saying mean, nasty, unkind things to people. What is the State of the Union? How about this? When the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. That's the State of the Union, friends. Lying Biden has broken every promise he made to the American people. He has participated in stealing the Oval Office from the American people, colluding with China in the steal. No wonder he's hiding behind a steel fence in the National Guard. The liberals have stolen an election, and they are edgy, nervous, looking over their shoulder. You know, why are they so afraid that the Patriots are going to storm the castle and take them out? Well, I'll tell you why. The Bible says the wicked flee when no man pursueth. Wow. Looks like the Bible has an answer for everything. And it really does, folks. Patriots believe in law and order. We don't go into the streets and start burning buildings and killing people randomly when we get mad about what the government's done. That's what, well, Neanderthals do. No, that's what Bidens do. You know, Bidens and Pelosi's and Schumer's and Kate Brown's and the governors of these blue states that watch looters and arsonists and murderers create mayhem upon their citizenry and then dismiss it as a summer of love? What? Who does stuff like that? That was Seattle's mayor. And the mainstream media all played along. They encouraged the rioters, destroying major cities with scenes of buildings burning in the background while some morons up there saying mostly peaceful protests. And then they have the audacity to make out like January 6th, a January 6th rally was a Trump-incited insurrection? These guys have been reading too many conspiracy yarns. And really, they have. Weird how the left is watching the Q thing far more closely and taking it a whole lot more seriously than sane people would. But we are talking about people who will tell you with a straight face that there are 51 genders and who seriously believe it's okay for a man to call himself a girl, enter female sports, and wipe out every record ever set by women, destroying female athletics. So, you know, friend, who are the Neanderthals here? I mean, who are these Bidens anyway? What are we the people waiting for? The Patriots' expectation is for the people to rise up and take action. Some are expecting Trump to call in the cavalry, you know, and save America. Man, there is something of a plan, I think, in place to move toward that. But some are expecting the military to jump upon their white horses and come to the rescue. You see, there's a problem, however, with that kind of thinking. It shifts responsibility for our freedoms to the shoulders of others. Let's just sit down and wait for somebody else to come and do it. If you're sitting around waiting for someone else to deliver you, I mean, listen, other than God, well, you're putting your hope and trust in the plans of men when your trust needs to be in God. As you know, I traveled to Russia every year, beginning 1991 or thereabouts, and I did that for about 10 years running. My first trip, I went alone, spent 21 days, and it was an awesome adventure. Lots of awesome tales to tell. I remember talking to literally hundreds of pastors on that first excursion. Many of them had suffered serious persecution. One pastor, one of the fortunate ones who was not disappeared to Siberia, described the punishment he endured while in jail for preaching the gospel. To punish him, they would put him in a small cell for days at a time that he described as a 6x5 foot cell with only a small, I mean, I'm not even sure what they call this, but a little square elevated spot to squat on, really about 2x2 in the corner of the cell. And the floor was almost always covered in about 3 inches of tepid, foul water to stay out of that water, he had to crouch up on that little stool. Anyway, it's heartbreaking. I heard a lot of stories like that one. I was asked several times why America did not come to rescue the Russian people from their communist tormentors. That pastor said he would sometimes dream of American soldiers coming to his rescue. Fact is, often the Russian people told me how they many times dreamed of the day that American soldiers would arrive and deliver them. Many, many of the pastors I met there, that first trip especially, felt deeply betrayed by Billy Graham. Because Billy Graham believed the lies of the Communist Party, who told him there's no persecution against religion. And so he declared that he saw no persecution against Christians in Russia. So why does America not just go into all these dictatorship countries and wipe them out and impose freedom on the people? It's a very important insight. Listen up. Well, of course, I should say right now, it's because we're too busy surrendering our freedoms to communists, tyrants, socialists to do anything about anybody else's problem with tyranny or tyrants. Yeah. But my answer to these Russian Christians then is something we need to hear in America today. Freedom cannot be imposed on a people. The people must want it and reach out and take it and assert it, actually. You see, our rights are endowed to us by our Creator. They're not given to us by any man. We don't have to take our rights. They are already ours. We must assert our rights, or we lose them. You understand what I'm saying? When America set out to declare independence, they asserted and acted on the assumed rights as granted to them by God. They did not wait for some man to come along and give them their rights. They asserted them. They acted on the assumption of their divinely endowed inalienable rights. In other words, if the people will not assert their freedom and independence, they cannot be free. No people will be free or remain free who does not stand up and defend their rights to be free. So, it's the American Revolution model, my friend. Assert your rights and then defend them against anyone who tries to infringe upon them. Anytime we go in and give rights to people, well, then we have to stay and forever keep them free. Keep, you know, defend their rights. Look, the people have to stand up and pay the price for their own freedom. They've got to have, well, as they say, skin in the game. Then when we come alongside and assist them, well, they'll understand what it takes to secure their rights and keep them. The whole world's rights should not depend on the blood of the American soldier. These people need to stand up for themselves. We can help people who are willing to fight for their rights, but we cannot give them their rights. See, they've already got them. They got them from God. So, what are the patriots waiting for? The people to assert their freedom. For the people to demonstrate the will to stand up for their rights and to demand justice. When they assert their liberty and freedom, and then the government attempts to attack those who are asserting their freedom, well, that's when the cavalry can be called in. So what are we, the people, waiting for? You know, rise up, speak out, demand these wicked rulers, get engaged, man, demand these wicked rulers back off, open your businesses, take off the stupid mask. Anyway, more when I get back.
Go to GodsWar2020.com.
Does it seem to you that Satan is getting the upper hand in your life, your home, your church, and in our nation? How can this be? The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, right? Jesus warned us that we would face devils that can only be overcome by prayer and fasting. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that is stealing from us our liberties. Buyer remorse yet? I hope the few Democrats and liberal independents and other rhino Trump haters and all you Christians that decided to stay home and let Satan have America, there's a good idea. are beginning to feel buyer remorse. Because you all bought into this, you see. Except this is not buyer remorse. This is more like, a thief that got home with his loot and then realized that, what he thought was gold turned out to be gold-painted tin. What a contrast from a president who went into office passionate about fulfilling every promise he made to this yahoo. I can't call him president. He really isn't president. He's a usurper who, in his first month usurping the office, broke, I think it was, every promise he made to the American people throughout his campaign in 1 month. Hey, I happened upon a documentary casting the QAnon. It's actually Q with some, anyway. I call it the QAnon phenomenon. You're trying to make it out that this Q business is a terrorist sponsoring conspiracy. Well, you know by now not to take these people seriously, and that whatever they're saying, probably the opposite is true. They are the same ones that say Trump supporters are domestic terrorists. More on that a little bit. These are the people who called the January 6th Antifa-inspired vandalism. They called it a right-wing insurrection incited by Trump. Wow. So yeah, we know that you can't put any stock in what the MSM, DS, Lib, cons tell you. And it's all coming out. No guns found on anyone arrested during the January 6th thingy. No guns except for those that the Capitol Police used to shoot one protester climbing through a window. There were those guns there, yeah. And then the guns firing rubber bullets at, mostly peaceful protesters. There were those guns. So how about that? An armed insurrection by unarmed insurrectionists. All right. I call it the fake insurrection because that is what it was. I'll get into Ray's revealing testimony on this matter in a minute, and it's very interesting. But really, this kind of irresponsible stereotyping going on out there by bigoted liberals is dangerous for about at least 20 different reasons. Did you know that almost all domestic terrorist acts are perpetrated by people who self-identify as liberals? Yeah, there are certainly some crazy people on what they call the right. Hey, like those white supremacists, they're always called right-wingers, right? But did you know, it's surprising to many, that when you look closely at white supremacists, they're almost always Nazis, socialists, tyrants, dictator-loving liberals, or in other words, Democrats! The white supremacist movement was all KKK, Robert Byrd, Lyndon B., Jim Crow, and they were all Democrats. Nevertheless, there is a small, marginalized group of people who are what we might call radical on the right, like the radical left. These have broken from law and order and are vigilantes. So, now, generally speaking, think about it. Which side is, generally speaking, for law and order, and which side is encouraging anarchy? I don't need to answer that. So there are unstable people in every group, and among these there are people who go to seed on conspiracy theories. But these personalities are predisposed in that direction, and they tend to obsess on, all sorts of things, including washing their hands or fiddling with their mask. You will find obsessive-compulsive personalities of every stripe, but to focus on these in any group and then stereotype the entire group by the characteristics of these marginalized few, it's disingenuous, friend. It's interesting thing about this word disingenuous. It includes the idea of pretending to know less about something than they do. In this case, these liars, they know better. They know the weirdos are on the outside margins of the right. It is their intention, however, to characterize anyone that disagrees with them as dangerous. And that's because, that's because we are. We are dangerous to their agenda to drag America out from under God and into the grip of godless communism. So, what about the Q, and why do I care? First of all, I'm not a Q nut. I have an opinion about Q, and I think it's interesting. And I've explained my position on that already. Maybe I'll touch on it again here. But I don't think Q is an oracle of God. I don't think Q is a prophet. Now, I don't read it like prophecies, you know. I don't think Q is a conspiracy either, by the way. I studied Q in order to get a first-hand understanding of the QAnon phenomenon. But there is a reason that I care about how the liberals are trying to present Q, as if it's a bunch of dangerous, crazy people intent on overthrowing the government. You know, I just don't like it when the left targets a whole class of people, as they do, and then start promoting lies about them, making them a social pariah. For example, I'm tired of their efforts to make all whites ashamed of being white. Now, Brennan came out, you know, he said that he's ashamed of being a white male, and that I agree with, because I'm also ashamed that Brennan is a white male. Yeah. This business, though, of characterizing blacks as though they need the white liberal to take care of them. I mean, it's almost more than one can bear. It's distasteful. It's deceitful. It's actually very dangerous. It's dangerous because it provokes people to become suspicious of one another in groups, pitting one another against one another. That's a recipe for violence. These people are encouraging violence. It's what they want. It's because it's what they are. So that's why I care. In my own research into this QAnon phenomenon, and I've read close to 1,000 Q drops, I guess, and I can tell you that it's not the source of any conspiracy. But here's the thing. If you're paying attention to what has been going on since Trump came down the elevator, well, then you have watched the deep state conspiracy machine go into full steam ahead. I mean, friend, if creating a fake dossier used to get illegal warrants to spy on an American citizen, if using the CIA, the FBI, and the DOJ to run a coup against a sitting president is not conspiracy, culminating with foreign interference in our election, China and other countries, Italy and some others, through proxies planted in and throughout our government. Friend, if that does not cause you to wonder what else is going on in the swamp, and if you can't see the conspiracy there, what in the world is going on? They're trying to get you thinking about conspiracies with Q because they're trying to hide their own. Oh, mercy, if my dad were alive today, he would just have so much fun with us. But reading Q does not itself originate any of these conspiracies. If there is anything to see in the Q diaries, it is that there is a conspiracy, all right, to subvert America, and concerned patriots are responding either with a hope and a wish for something to be done about it, or Q is evidence that a legitimate plan is actually in play. So where is the conspiracy? The conspiracy to steal an election is not conspiracy? Really? Those that contrived this elaborate plan to use Dominion machines, the big tech companies get together and collude to control information to support one side in public debate, that's not conspiracy. The conspiracy to trap Trump supporters in a scam insurrection is not conspiracy. Come on. There's conspiracy going all over the place here. The conspiracy, a collusion of persons and institutions advancing a secret plan to perpetrate crimes upon others. Listen, that's what the DNC has been busy with for many decades now. They have been engaged in a conspiracy to remove God from our culture, remove Bible-believing Christians from public office, marginalize the influence of the Bible in our culture, divide the country by race and ideology. All of this is a conspiracy aimed at destroying America as founded and displacing it with Obama's vision of a transformed America, which isn't something that originated with him, by the way. And this transformation will be from the Declaration and Constitution to the Humanist Manifesto and the tyranny of the technocrats, who, by the way, in fact, are funded by the, you know, big rich central banker type Soros, these guys who imagine themselves to be gods. Yeah, and even play little games in calling themselves gods. The conspiracy theory, conspiracy and counter-conspiracy. Watching the unraveling of the conspiracy to subvert America is something I'm truly hoping to see. And I believe that I'm watching. Remember the conspiracy to overthrow the Declaration? All men are created equal, tries first to ridicule and dismiss threats. When that fails, they turn to demonize. And if that does not provoke enough of the population to dismiss them or ignore them or turn against them, then they set out to destroy them in an open attack. And that's what's going on with Q. You know, I noticed something Christopher Wray said before the Senate hearing by what he didn't say. During questioning about findings concerning January 6th, he did not say it was Proud Boys. He did not implicate Trump as the inciter. But neither did he say it was Antifa or BLM. Now, that surprised us because we happen to know that the Antifa were the ones with the bats and instigating all that stuff and the vandalism. But listen to what he was saying here. It seemed as if he was saying he did not regard their participation, that's Antifa, BLM, Proud Boys and all that, or the Patriots. He did not regard their activity to qualify as domestic terrorism. And he didn't refer to them as domestic terrorists. He seemed to characterize what they did as, well, vandalism, trespassing, perhaps, misguided protesting. But he would not label any of these groups domestic terrorists or characterize what they did as an insurrection. On the other hand, he said clearly that the January 6th event was an insurrection. Now, that is very interesting. He described the January 6th crowd as divided into what he called three buckets. The larger of the buckets were peaceful Trump supporters there to protest the certification of the illegally apportioned electoral votes. The second largest, or the middle-sized bucket, included those who were the agitators, who committed vandalism, who entered some of the congressional offices inappropriately. That this included many who were suckered in by some of the ringleaders, but he did not regard these people as acting in an insurrection. But then he said, there's this third bucket, and these are the insurrectionists. These are the people he stipulated that were involved in insurrection. So who's left? And another thing, you know, listen, if Wray was a deep state operative, you would have expected him to have played along and thrown Q and Proud Boys under the bus and fed into the line that Trump incited the insurrection. The next thing that's going to come out, I believe, is it's going to be shown that the deep state set up the insurrection, and the names involved are probably going to include, I don't know, I'm just guessing, Pelosi, I don't know, some of these higher ups, you know. And what makes this even more intriguing is that we know John Sullivan, for example, dressed as a Trump supporter and actually orchestrated a lot of this. So how can Wray turn attention from him? Now listen, I think you're getting at what I'm getting at. I think we're being told that guys like John Sullivan and even the Antifa, violent protesters, and so, these are all dupes being played by someone higher up the chain of command in deep state operations. I just got back from my trip to Washington. It was a wonderful, wonderful time. Had a great time with Pastor Schellenberger and the Centralia Bible Baptist Church. Got to see some old friends and make some new ones. But truly the best part of every trip is getting home. Had a nice lunch with Dove at Madonna Inn and then ran in here to finish up the show. And I got to get it posted here quickly, so I've got to go. But friend, I'll be in the Lighthouse pulpit this Sunday. Look forward to seeing you there. I have lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114 or go to godswar2020.com and send me a message. God bless you.